Title: Kickserre Focus in Crowded Jungle Loops Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're going to take a classic, busy jungle break loop and make the kick and snare read loud and clear in a modern drum and bass mix, without killing the vibe that makes the break exciting in the first place. Because here's the problem. Old school breaks are packed. You've got ghost notes, hats, little room sounds, crunchy mids, and all that cool detail can also mask the two things your listener needs to latch onto instantly, the kick and the snare. Especially the snare on 2 and 4. If that backbeat isn't obvious, the whole track feels smaller and less confident, even if it's technically loud. So in this lesson, you'll build a repeatable Ableton workflow, basic gain staging, a smart EQ setup, transient shaking, a simple band split so you can push the snare without making hats painful, a subtle kick and snare layer for consistency, sidechain ducking to create space exactly when the snare hits, and a parallel smash return for thickness. Let's get it. First, set your tempo. Put Ableton at 170 to 174 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 172. That's a sweet spot for learning, because it feels fast but manageable. Now drag in a jungle break. Amen style. Think break, hot pants, anything that's clearly a two-bar loop works. Turn warp on. For this style, start with warp mode set to beats, and choose preserve transients. If the loop starts sounding clicky or too chopped, adjust the transient grid to 1/16 or 1/8. The goal is tight enough to sit with modern bass, but not so tight that it turns robotic. Before we process anything, do a quick coach move. Identify the real snare. A lot of breaks have two snare-ish events, the real backbeat and a quieter rim or ghost that tricks your ear. Solo the break for a second and drop locator markers on the actual 2 and 4 hits. You're basically telling yourself, this is the target. Everything I do is to make that hit speak. Next, gain staging. Turn the break down so it peaks around -12 to -6 dBFS. And keep your master comfortably below 0, while you're building aim for about -6 dB headroom on the master. This matters because saturation, transient shaping, and compression all behave differently when the input is slammed. If you start too hot, you'll end up fighting your tools and wondering why everything sounds crunchy in the wrong way. Now we do a basic cleanup EQ to make the kick and snare easier to see, both with your ears and on a meter. Drop an EQ8 on the break track. Start with a high-pass filter, fairly steep, around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just rumble removal. You're not trying to make the break thin, you're just removing the stuff that steals headroom and doesn't translate on most systems. Then try a gentle dip in the 200 to 350 Hz area. This is where breaks often get boxy and muddy, and it can cover up the snare's definition. After that, a small boost in the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. That's snare presence and crack territory. Keep it small, 1 to 3 dB. You're setting the table, not reinventing the break. And finally, if things sound brittle, check 7 to 10 kHz. If the hats and top end are taking your head off, a tiny dip here can calm it down. Quick tip. You can add spectrum after your processing chain as a magnifying glass. Watch roughly 50 to 90 Hz for kick weight, 160 to 250 for snare body, and 2 to 6 kHz for snare bite. But don't mix by drawing shapes. Just confirm your changes are actually moving energy where you think they are. Next, we bring hits forward with transient shaping without overcompressing the loop. Add drum bus after EQ8. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. We just want a little grit and density. Then bring up transient, maybe +10 to +30. This is where the kick and snare suddenly step towards you. Leave boom off for now. Low end in breaks can get messy fast, and we'll handle low end intentionally later. If it gets fizzy, use damp around 5 to 20%, and a very important move. Level match. Adjust drum bus output so that when you toggle drum bus on and off, it's roughly the same loudness. If it's louder, it will automatically seem better, and you'll end up chasing loudness instead of punch. Also, beginner warning, it's really easy to overdo transient. If the loop gets spiky and annoying, back it down. Jungle needs bite, but it also needs bounce. Now we do one of the biggest pro moves that's still totally beginner-friendly. Split the loop into bands. This is how you push snare presence without boosting hats into outer space. Create an auto effect rock on the break. Make three chains, low, mid, and high, on each chain. Drop an EQ8 to split the bands. For the low chain, low pass around 140 to 180 Hz. This catches kick, thump, and low body. For the mid chain, band pass roughly 180 Hz up to about 6 kHz. This is the main action zone, snare body, snare crack, and also most of the clutter. For the high chain, high pass around 6 to 8 kHz. This is mostly hats and air. Now you can treat each band differently. Put drum bus on the mid chain and give it a little extra transient and maybe a touch of drive. That pushes the snare forward where it matters. On the high chain, add utility and turn it down 1 to 4 dB. This is such a cheat code. Suddenly your snare feels clearer, not because it got louder, but because the hats stopped competing so hard. Optionally, if you want more bite, put a saturator on the mid chain. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on, and then bring the output down so the level matches. Again, a slash B at matched loudness. At this point, do a quick mono check early. Put a utility on your drum group and hit mono. If the snare suddenly shrinks or gets weird, the loop has facey stereo info, usually in the upper mids. Later, you can fix this by controlling stereo width per band, but for now, just be aware of it so you don't build your whole mix on a snare that disappears in mono. Next, the modern DNB secret that still works even if you love break-only vibes. We're going to layer a clean kick and snare, quietly. Create a new track with a drum rock and name it kick/snare layer. Pick a tight DNB kick with a short tail and a crisp snare that isn't overly long. You want them to support the break, not replace it. Program a simple pattern that matches the break's main hits. Start with snare on 2 and 4. Kick on 1. You can add extra kicks later, but keep it simple at first. Process the layer lightly. On the snare pad, add EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz so it doesn't add unwanted low mid. If you need more crack, a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz is fine. On the kick pad, EQ 8 again. If you need more weight, try a gentle boost around 50 to 80 Hz, but be careful because this can eat headroom instantly. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Optionally, add drum bus on the whole drum rack. Transient about plus 10, drive 5 to 10%. Now blend the layer quietly, seriously, often minus 12 to minus 20 dB under the break. You should feel it on the backbeat, but if you mute the break and suddenly the layer sounds like a full drum kit, it's too loud. The break should remain the star. The layer is your insurance policy for club systems, phone speakers, and dense bass lines. And if the layer sounds pasted on, don't immediately reach for more EQ. First try micro timing. Nudge the snare MIDI a few milliseconds, like minus 5 ms to plus 10 ms. Tiny moves. Jungle groove often sits slightly behind, so your layer might need to be later, not earlier. Now we create space exactly when the snare hits, so the snare reads cleanly without you cranking volume. Put a compressor on the break track, or better, on the mid-chain of your band split rack. Turn on sidechain. Set audio from to your snare layer track, or the snare output. Set ratio to about 2:1 up to 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, so it reacts fast enough to clear space. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. This is groove dependent. Too fast and it chatters, too slow and it pumps. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Listen carefully. The break shouldn't sound like it's ducking in an obvious EDM way. It should feel like the snare just got more obvious, like someone shined a flashlight on it. Extra coach note, if one snare hit in the break is randomly quieter than the others, don't crush the whole loop to fix it. Use clip gain. Go into the clip view and nudge the gain up just on that hit, or slice to MIDI and raise that slice. That keeps the bounce while making the backbeat consistent. Now for the fun part. Parallel punch. Create a return track called Drum Smash. On that return, add a compressor or glue compressor. Ratio around 4:1 or even higher. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto or around 100 ms. Push it so it's clearly squashed. This is meant to sound aggressive on its own. Then add saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass at 80 to 120 Hz so you're not adding muddy parallel lows. If the top end is fizzy, a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz can help. Now send your break to drum smash at about minus 20 to minus 10 dB. You can also send a little of your kick/snare layer, but start with the break. Blend the return until the drums feel bigger and closer, but you still have punch. If your transients start flattening, pull the send down. Parallel is supposed to add muscle behind the hits, not replace them. Now let's talk quick arrangement, because arrangement is part of mixing. You can make the kick and snare feel more focused just by how you introduce them. Try a simple plan. For the first 16 bars, do an intro where the break is filtered with auto filter. Low pass it so it's darker, and don't bring in the snare layer yet. Then in the next 8 bars, pre-drop, bring in the snare layer quietly and maybe open the filter a bit. At the drop, bring in full break, the kick and snare layer, and the parallel smash. For variation, every 16 bars, pull the high chain down by a couple dB for a moment, or remove the snare layer for 2 beats and then slam it back. That contrast makes the backbeat feel stronger when it returns. And for a small fill, last bar of a phrase, use beat repeat lightly. Try 1/8 or 1/16, low chance, just to sprinkle movement without derailing the groove. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can dodge them. 1. Boosting highs to hear the snare. That usually just makes hats louder. Instead, focus on the mid-band, transient shaping and creating space with ducking. 2. Overcompressing the main break. If the loop loses bounce, you'll fight it forever. Use parallel for weight. 3. Layering a snare that doesn't match. If the snare tone and length don't vibe with the break, it'll sound pasted on. Choose something with a similar brightness and tail, or resample a snare from the break itself and layer that. 4. Ignoring timing and phase. If the layer is late or early, it can weaken the hit. Micro nudge the MIDI and do a mono check. 5. Too much low end in the break. In modern D&B, the sub is usually handled by bass and a controlled kick, not random break rumble. Now here's a mini practice exercise to lock this in. Your goal is to make the snare feel 3 dB closer without raising the overall drum peak level. Pick one crowded 2-bar loop. Do only these moves: EQ8 with a high pass at 30 Hz, a 2 dB dip around 250 Hz, and a 1 to 2 dB boost around 4 kHz. Then drum bus, transient plus 20, drive 10%. Then sidechain a compressor on the break keyed from a snare layer, aiming for about 2 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Then a slash B properly, toggle devices on and off, and level match so you're not fooled by loudness. If you need, put a utility at the end and adjust gain so the loudness is comparable. Export 16 bars and listen on headphones and your phone speaker. The test is simple: do you still clearly feel 2 and 4 when a bass line is playing? Let's recap the whole strategy. You started with clean gain staging. This audio version is shortened for playback.